On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor bro, I know you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hammer you on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama's, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the Prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off. But go off and get shit sure. And you don't stop in the winter order. Summertime. I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with the brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly, getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Word with your boy DJ Mike OD on 91.5 WMFO. Feels good to be back. What can I say? It's last Saturday here in the studio. About to head home for summer break. Looking forward to it, looking forward to it. Very special show today. I have two very esteemed guests on with me here. I'll turn the mic on. Mic two. Okay. There are two special guests. Do you want to introduce yourselves? Say hello.
Hello.
And hi.
Oh, all right. So I'm Alex, and I'm Mike's roommate. And next to me is my girlfriend, who's also Mike's roommate, essentially.
In a way. Yeah. Yeah, this is Alex's girlfriend, Jen. Wanna say hi?
Hello, I'm Jen.
So Jen has her own private island. It's called Alameda Island, and I make fun of her for it because she gives this whole great spiel about how she's, you know, granola and cultured over in California with her avocado toast.
Yeah. This is really going in, like, from the start. 707.
Sorry, I go at her.
No, that's okay. You know, that's all right. Hey, Alex, what song do you want to hear right now? Anything you want to hear?
Give me something about The Cure.
The Cure? Okay, I'm a big Cure guy. I can agree. Cure. I'm pretty sure I have some. Oh, okay. All right. So that first one you heard was "Getting Jiggy with It" by my boy Will Smith. So it was a crowd pleaser. Always good to start the day.
Philadelphia,
exactly, my friend. For now, here's from Philadelphia. But next, I want some of The Cure. I want some of The Cure. Jen wants some of The Cure. We're gonna play some Cure. The next one's called "Boys Don't Cry" by The Cure. My favorite song is by The Cure, personally. You know, that's why you're a fan of it. We're gonna play it. All right. Hope you like it.
Sorry if I thought that it would change your mind.
Love me a good Hall & Oates. Love me a good Hall & Oates. That was Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. And before that was Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. Kind of going maybe a little bit 80s, a little 80s vibe today. Who knows? Who knows? But yes, two good songs that we're playing today. yes. How do you feel about Hall & Oates, Jen?
I don't know a lot about them, but I know they're from Philly.
Philly, yes. Good town, good place. Never been, but...
Better people.
You know, debatable on that one, but it's a good time. And their music's solid, too. Solid duo, for sure. For sure. My allergies have been killing me recently. I'm, like, ready to sneeze whenever right now, I gotta say.
I hate that.
So, yeah, really?
Is it the pollen?
Pollen allergy. I was probably crying right now. Probably my eyes are all red.
My rep in the House, in the House of Representatives, I follow him on Twitter.
Okay.
And he like tweeted a thing one time, and he was like, "I'm imposing a bill to eradicate pollen in America," and I believed it.
Was it a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Oh, okay. I mean, like that could be kind of sick. Like I can mess with that.
No, because then nothing could grow.
All right.
Well, debatable, but. So yes, we're out here. It's 7:15 in the morning. We are all working on we're all working like 4.5 hours of sleep or so. We're all very dead, but we're out here though. It's word with your boy DJ Mike OD and your boys DJ Al and DJ Jen.
Call me Big Al.
DJ Big Al, just Big Al shirt.
Yeah, I'm not a DJ. You spin the tracks. We're here for the fanfare.
Along for the ride, honestly. Yeah, but. We are out here. We're mad tired, but had to come out here for the show. Had to come out here.
The show must go on.
I must go on, right? You know, mad tired, but I woke up feeling dangerous this morning. Now you know, woke up feeling dangerous as my friend.
You're gonna kill me. I thought you were gonna strangle me in my sleep.
As my friend Baker Mayfield would say, you know. But now we're out here. We really are. All right, so we're switching things up a little bit. Maggie Rogers. Want to give a little bio about her? I never heard of her music.
Yeah, she's an up-and-coming artist from the past few years, and a lot of people on campus have been listening to her music lately.
Okay.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
How old
is she?
She's 17.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Maggie Rogers, Falling Water. Who knows? I don't know what it's about. I mean, who knows? We'll see how it goes. Hope you like it.
Good luck, Maggie
Rogers.
gets led by her fingers. But he replies with okay every time, every time. She doesn't know who he is. No, she doesn't know what he's up to. Right through her. Oh, she doesn't know who he is. No, she doesn't know what he's up to. Oh, her heart gets broken every time, every time.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public message, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm a big walker. What can I say? I love walking. You know, it's,
you walk to class?
I do. I don't drive to class, that's for sure.
You're a hero.
Thank you.
Your body's beautiful, that's why.
Yeah, thank you. We gotta do PSAs all the time. You can skim through it. There's some interesting ones in there for sure.
I was like, what are you advertising? Like, where is this going? But that made sense. That was good.
It's all like, yeah, like it's not like ads, because we're like we don't run ads and stuff, but we do run like a little, it's like don't like smoke, you know, don't text and drive kind of deals. There's some funny ones in there, though. There's some that, like,
it's kind of like having like a mom or dad on the radio.
A little bit. And I never thought of it that way, you know. But there's like some like in there about tornado safety, and we're in Massachusetts. Like, I don't even, you know, you can never be too careful, though. You never be too careful. But yeah, that's our little PSA. So please walk. Folks, I personally enjoy walking a lot. I do it every day. Yes. Yeah, I always say I want to get like background music for when I'm talking, because it's just so quiet behind me right now. Maybe next ad break we can figure out something for that. But for now, we're just gonna power through it. But yeah. We're chilling. That last one was Every Time by Boy Pablo. Before that was Falling Water by Maggie Rogers, whom I must add. So earlier Jen said Maggie Rogers was 17. She meant to say she's 17 plus 8, 25. So sorry, Mag. Don't sue. Cool.
Music was great, though.
Music has been good. You know, we kind of, that's always two, like, more contemporary artists. I mess with it, you know, I mess with it. Pretty fun stuff. So she's not 17. She didn't sound 17 at all, we were saying. She was very much older. I don't know.
Like, at least 8 years.
By at least, give or take, nothing. At least 8 years. Actually, only 8 years. She's 25. Anyway, we're back. I'm trying to think. We'll play. We'll play something. Any suggestions, Alex or Jenna? Anything y'all are thinking?
I guess I don't. What's the?
What vibe are we going
for?
Yeah,
is there, like, could be anything. There's a consistent theme.
I mean, just
whatever, like,
whatever works. It
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
I did one.
Jen did one. Yeah, I did one. I did, like, two.
Back to you.
Okay.
Full hot potato out here, you know?
Can you do Mr. Blue Sky Electric Mr. Light Orchestra? It's a sunny day outside. You don't always get that.
That's, you know, I always mention the weather. I forgot to do today. That's nice. Mr. Blue Sky.
Welcome to
So that was Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Fantastic song. I gotta say, maybe one of the greatest songs of all time. I love that song so much.
That's a hot take.
I love it, though. I love it. I'm here for it. I grew up, when I was younger, I got like a CD, little CD player, one of those portable ones, and like my like second ever CD I had was like Greatest Hits of ELO. I only ever played the song. I mean, they have like good songs too. I just loved Mr. Blue Sky, and it's just so good. It's even good in films. You ever seen the movie Game Plan with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? And he's like, he's with the his little kid and all that stuff.
Madison Pettis.
Yeah.
Madison Pettis from Corey in the House.
From Corey in the House, yes. Little Madison Pettis, and she's a ballerina or whatever, and he's like dancing with her or something, and they're playing in the background, and it's like, ho, 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 ho. It's all fun.
I remember that.
People rag on my movie. That's my movie. I love that movie, okay?
Rags on the Game Plan.
People do. Like, I'm like, it's a great Dwayne Johnson movie.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson takes the Boston Bruins.
Boston Rebels.
Oh, they call them the Rebels?
Rebels.
I thought he called them
the Magic. Yes.
I remember that. Because he had the...
She gave him cinnamon. And he's like, cinnamon? I'm allergic to cinnamon. Oh, man, that's funny. It's a good movie right there. Uh-huh. No, yeah, they're supposed to be the Patriots. They're in the...
Yeah,
they're in Gillette and everything. And you see him like walking around Boston and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's a cool moment.
Yeah, you probably very happy watching that.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's a good film, you know. There's like, it's like Good Will Hunting, and right beneath it is Game Plan, and right beneath that's Departed in terms of Boston movies.
Did I ever tell you that I, last year when the Celtics beat the Sixers in a gentleman's sweep, as they called it, and
that's what they call it
in South Hall, when you beat us 5-1. What I did that night was I put on Good Will Hunting, but then I just turned it off before Matt Damon got his life together, and it just made me really happy, and then I went to bed.
I hate that. That's so much. That's awful.
Take that with your movie.
All right, I'm finna watch Rocky and turn it off before his big fight or whatever.
Then that would just be stupid, because you just see a guy get really jacked and then you just turn the movie off. Whereas I'm watching a guy's life crumble.
Watch him after he gets beat up in a fight. Turn it off.
Yeah, that's the whole shebang right there. Yeah, you can move the mic if you want to. It's like, yeah. It's pretty malleable, you know. Some movies, but yeah, I you know, like a good Boston movie is always good, but no, man, like, yeah, that's pretty whack. Gotta say, it's pretty whack. The ending of Good Will Hunting is so gratifying. You can't, like, that didn't make you happy at all.
Oh, it does. Jeez. Objectively, but subjectively, I wanted to see Boston in tears.
Boston. All right. Well, got your wish.
Wait, did you see that Jimmy Kimmel video? There's a Jimmy Kimmel video out, because you know how he and Matt Damon have like a fake feud or whatever.
Yeah, it was with Tom Brady.
He brought Tom Brady to his house and they chucked the football through his window. Very funny.
It's a good bit. Man, Tom Brady can do no wrong. Gotta say.
That's a topic for another time.
Can do no wrong. That's all I'm gonna say. Any California movies you're a fan of, Jen? We're talking about our like city movies and stuff. Any Oakland songs? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Not that I can think of right now.
That's okay. You know, that's okay.
It's a big state.
You know, it might be one of the biggest in the country. I don't know.
Oh, wait, Jen, you got that one movie that your mom told us about when we went to the train station where that thing happened. And there was that hate crime.
Oh.
Yeah.
What movie is this?
Fruitvale. There was a shooting at the BART station.
That was such a famous, like a well-regarded movie.
It is.
Like, I don't know, famous, because, like, it's, I think it's more like, not, it's mainstream, but it's not like.
Or not a hate crime, but like police.
A shooting, yeah.
Police excessive force against minorities.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes from my house.
Sheesh. Yeah, Fruitvale. I have heard of it. I never watched it, actually. But I heard good things. So yeah, that's out there in California, you know. Full House was in California.
I brought him to Full House. We saw the house.
The house, yes, sick. Those houses are probably mad expensive, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but they're so beautiful.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. That's a fantastic show. In hindsight, like, I've watched it recently. In hindsight, it's not, like, doesn't really hold up. I mean, it kind of holds up, but it's, like, it's kind
of... You notice every episode that they have, like Michelle, Tanner, or, like, one of the three daughters, it's, like, there's some big drama that happens, and then it's always, like, they have, like, this, like, really dramatic music, and then it cuts to commercial, and then they resolve it at the end, but it's, like, a very set plot.
What was the heartstring? Like, the whole orchestra
like,
coming in. It's, like,
But like when I watched it, I was getting like really, I was feeling weird because it was like, this isn't that big of a deal, and like Michelle's fine, and you don't need to play this music and make me cry.
Except that one where like she got concussed. Remember that one? She fell off her horse and hit her head.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that was the last episode of the show, and then the whole episode, the two-part, the whole thing was the whole family trying to get her to remember all the good times they had together.
Oh my gosh.
That's such a terrible way of doing like a rehash of the whole show. I mean, really, oh my
like,
gosh.
She's like, I don't know who you people are, and they're like, Michelle, we love you. Remember the time we like did this? And then be like some hijinks they got up to, like, you know, the dogs eating cake, or I don't know. Like, it's...
Uncle Jesse's being beautiful or something.
Just, yeah, Joey's like being annoying. He's like, cut it out. I'm not a Joey guy. I'm not going to lie. It's not. Just not.
It's okay.
He's kind of a freeloader. Anyway. What does he bring to the family? He just kind of shows up and just like they feed him.
This radio station is not just attacking. What is it?
Joey Gladstone.
Joey Gladstone. What is it? Something Coolier?
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. Yeah.
Ranger Joe. Man,
they did a radio show, right?
They did.
In their basement, right? When Uncle Jesse had like songs and stuff.
Yeah, Jesse and the Rippers. Yeah, they had it. They were on actual air, I'm pretty sure. In like a proper studio. And there's one episode where they had like DJ and her little friends came in and had Teen Talk or whatever. Remember that episode?
Yes.
I'm talking about. And then Stephanie calls in because her friends are smoking cigarettes, and she calls in and she's like, and she pretends to be from Europe or something. She's like, hello, my name is like, and she makes a fake name up, and she asks him, she's like, my friends smoke cigarettes, but I don't smoke cigarettes, and it's a whole thing. And then like DJ and Teen Talk is like, you know. Yeah, whatever, it's chill, like don't do anything, like, you know, whatever you're trying to say.
That's probably when the dramatic music played.
No, I think dramatic music played whenever Danny came into the room and he's like, hello, like fake name to Stephanie, and she's like, how did you know? And he's like, I heard you. Or I was something like that.
I could feel it.
Yeah, Danny Tanner is like, and can do no wrong as a parent, I gotta say. But what
yeah,
can
but Bob
do?
Saget, have you ever seen his a very,
very different man.
In he does stand up.
Yeah,
we can't say a lot of the things he says.
Really can't. No,
it's terrible. But it's pretty. I mean, even it's
like probably bloopers from Full House are always like pretty wild stuff. Because even with those like three little kids, Danny Tanner kind of just go off, like just be like saying some sausage jokes and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah. Bob Saget just comes through that character. He's trying to break free.
Yeah. It's funny because like his biggest role is as a dad, and you ever see the roast
like,
of Bob
like a dad like the like
dad
like
the dad
like a very vanilla
the only dad. No, do you ever see the roast of Bob Saget on like Comedy Central? Ever see that one?
I haven't seen that one though.
I never actually saw the whole thing, but what's his face? Norm Macdonald.
Mm-hmm.
His roast is like the most famous one. Of like I seen that clip because he goes up there with a book of old dad jokes and reads them, and everyone's just like sitting there like, what? It's a funny bit. You actually might get kicked out of it. I think I feel like you like Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
I thought you would like him. No.
Probably should.
I feel like you would. I know. Joe's a big fan of Norm Macdonald.
Joe, who's Joe?
Joe Hyatt. Shout out Joe Hyatt.
Yeah, we should talk about Joe.
Do you want to? I mean, yeah. Like we don't have that much time.
Just for another day.
Funny kid. Good guy. He's from New Hampshire, I think. Yeah. I know. I don't know what I think.
Yeah, with the moose. He lives with the moose.
I've never seen a moose. I always wanted to see a moose, but, you know, you can't get him. Can't win them all. But big Joe Hyatt for sure. Good dog. Good man. Yeah. Yeah, he's from New Hampshire. So my clock is reading at 7:45-ish. For some reason, it's not. It's 7:43. My clock's wrong. So, but I'm going to say it. My clock is saying it's 7:45. So that's time for our little segment. I only have one segment on this show. The segment's called What's the Word on a Word Word with your boy Dieter Mecco D. And basically, I kind of say, like, what's the word, you know, in your life? So I want to say, what's from my life? Okay, what's the word in my life? It can be one word. It can be a little bit. I'm going to say work. A lot of work. yeah, just been working. I'm not even done yet. I'm going home in a couple hours. I'm not even done with finals. I got to write some essays still. So, like, we're chilling. Not really, actually. It sucks, but whatever. We're getting by. Al, anything like how's?
No more work.
No. Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, I turned in my last essay yesterday.
Sheesh.
With 2 hours to spare.
That's where we do it.
You know, it's the most satisfying feeling. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's not even that I did good work. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. But it's just, it's no more.
There's no feeling quite like it. Like, I had a final the other day for archaeology, and I know I was like, it was iffy. I didn't do fantastic on it. But after, I was like, well, I didn't do great, but I'm happy right now because it's over. There's no feeling like it where, like, you could feel horrible about it. Great. No way. I don't know. Jen, how are you doing?
Feeling a lot of relief because classes are done. Vacation starting at least for a week before my summer class starts.
Summer class. Jen, what summer class are you taking?
I'm taking organic chemistry.
Organic chemistry.
It should be interesting.
What? we love Orgo. It's at Tufts University, correct?
Yes.
Correcto mundo.
Prestigious, prestigious.
It's a fantastic establishment. don't know how I got in. but no, it's a good time. You're living here. That should be fun.
It should be.
It's like 6 weeks.
Yeah, in a new house that I'm living in next year.
Housing should be exciting. I just saw a house yesterday. Packing some stuff in the basement. So.
Oh, you found a house.
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, meant to mention that a while ago. That's pretty chill. Pretty chill. It's all right. It's on Boston Ave. It's a little bit past DPH. Danish Pastry House, for those who don't know.
Never been.
Really? I'm a big fan.
I've brought you.
Ooh.
I've been.
Yikes.
You sure this wasn't some other guy?
That's surprising because Jen's a big tamper guy.
I know. Jen's a big tamper guy.
I used to be DPH.
We're actually
going to
go.
Now,
are we going? Are we getting tamper next?
We're going tamper after this.
Like right after this?
Yeah.
Get that avocado smash. Highly recommend.
Is that what they call it, dude? That's pretty sick.
And then the potato mash.
big tamper guy.
No, you were just saying the other week how you were like, tamper.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm not a big tamper guy.
I'm a big tamper girl.
I meant to say Jen's a big tamper girl, yeah. No, it's...
This is Tamper Cafe, not Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we call it Tamper Bay. So they're from the Midwest, that one, Tamper Bay. Anyway, yeah, it's the coffee's all right. I'm a huge coffee guy. It's all right. Yeah. Anyway, there's something I wanted to say, but I forget now. shout out to all my listeners out there, however many there may be. It's a good chance, family members are listening in right now in Ireland. Shout out to them if they're out there.
Yeah. Oh, you get them to, you tell them about
it? I told them, and I've gotten people, I've had, cousins be like, good show, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
So sweet.
I was like, literally, it was me alone in the studio just, playing music. It wasn't at 7 a.m., half dead. It wasn't anything exciting, really. All right, let's see. What are we going to play? We had this conversation recently. You've seen, what's that called, that movie?
Yeah, I love that one.
That one, yeah. No, with Anthony Hopkins in it. Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the what?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Jodie Foster.
The scene, well, I'm not going to get too much into it, the scene where Buffalo's dancing, that song has been stuck in my head forever, bro. And I even added to my playlist.
I don't know, bro, but I...
I'm going to play it right now, though.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. Like Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus. So we're going to play that. It's kind of like a cool, like, synth. I love 80s. I love synth.
Clarice.
Yeah. I've never actually seen the whole movie. I've only seen a few scenes here.
Oh, right. I didn't mean to spoil that.
Okay. No, you didn't really. You're fine. Even quoted in The Office, like, it's a pretty known scene.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, Dwight's wearing the face of the thing. Anyway, so yeah, I think it's high time to get back to the tunes. That's what we're here for. So the next one's called Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus. It's a song Buffalo Bill dances to in Silence of the Lambs. It's a kind of weird context in that context. In this context, though, it's just a cool 80s synth rock pop song. I hope you like it.
Say it wrong.
Hello. I apologize for me a little bit of technical difficulties here. For some reason, my computer is not working. But it's fine, though. That last one was Night Fever by Bee Gees. Before that was Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus, a.k.a. the Buffalo Bill song. That song is cool, though, because, like, for that era of music, it was, like, that 80s... here, I'll turn you guys' mics on, sorry. That 80s synth, kind of that new romantic wave that kind of happened. Like, she's a black woman singer for that time, and there's very... Like, I couldn't think of one other black female in that time period making that style of music. It was, like, so like, rare, honestly. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I messed with it. So yes, but I tried playing a little station ID, but this is not working, so it's not good. It's not good. Yeah. Anyway, we don't need that, because we just do one right here. Station ID, this is DJ Mike OD, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We gotta do that between 5 minutes every hour, so 7:57, so that's where we do it. But there's fun ones on here, like it would have been Dan Dennett saying that and something else about free will. It says it's Dan Dennett. It says Dan Dennett free will.
One of the four horsemen of the atheists.
I've never heard
that's what he's titled. Like he's like
did not know that.
He's like he's internationally known for his philosophy.
Sheesh. Yeah, he's a famous philosopher. I knew that.
He's like the top professor Tufts had.
Probably.
As far as like a queen.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of IDs on here. So like Monaco has one, and then like a lot of random bands have them, like Dropkick Murphys, if you know them. Group Love, you know Group Love?
Yeah.
They've been here and they said you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Radio. Ghostface Killah from Wu-Tang Clan, you know them?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But yeah, that's all time we got for today, guys. Unfortunately. I'm a bit worried because currently Rivendell isn't working. Rivendell, I think from Lord of the Rings, I think. But that's our automation system. And it's not working. So it's not good. But we have time for about one last song. Jen, you want to take it away? What do you think? What was the last song you heard? Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll do Stay, Post Malone. You like that one, right?
I love that song.
Yeah, and that can be like us saying, no, I want to stay, but we got to go because it's summertime. So, yes, we'll play Post Malone, Stay, to wrap the day up. I got to say thank you. It's been a fantastic year.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, guys. This is way more enjoyable with more people, I got to say. But thank you for coming on. Next year, you're always welcome. Hopefully, I have a better time slot, knock on wood. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being loyal listeners. If you have been, I don't know. But thank you. Yeah. You're listening to 915 at WMFO. You're listening to Word with your boy DJ Mike OD. Have a beautiful Saturday. Have a beautiful summer. See ya.
It's true. That all that you know is all that you are. You said that it's all that you want and more. Fuck off and pour another drink. Tell me what you think.